The sun's gone down, and it's getting really cold because it's midnight. I remember the first time. I was 7, so you must have been 8. It's not easy being 7 and a girl who nobody likes. Well, almost nobody. Because there was always you. You're always there for me. And you're always so brave, so strong. And I always felt so safe when you were with me. You never said much, but then you never really had to, because I knew. I knew that to you I mattered. So I wanted to impress you. And I said, we should go steal all of old man Spencer's apples. And I laughed. I do that when I'm scared, or when I'm nervous. I laugh. And you just said, okay. Just like that. Okay. We went to old man Spencer's. And that first tree we got to, it was so big and so high. It scared me. So I laughed. Because when I laugh, I can stop being scared. I didn't know what to do. So I told you to climb it. Go get the apples. I laughed again. And you smiled at me. You smiled. And I kissed you. I'd never kissed anyone before. Not a boy. Not a girl. But I kissed you. And I kissed you. Oh, and I kissed you. And you smiled. And you said, okay. You climbed the tree. You put all the apples off. Climbed down. You gave them to me. But old man Spencer, he must have heard us. I could hear him coming. I was so scared. Didn't know what to do. And gave you the apples. And I begged you not to tell anyone I was there. And I laughed. Because I was so scared. And I ran. I ran away and I left you. And I'm sorry. I am so sorry. But you were so strong and I was never strong. I knew you'd make everything okay again. Because you always did for me. And that was it. I had no idea. I'm so sorry. I wish I could tell you how sorry I am. But wishes don't mean anything, do they? And that was, I guess, the first time. And I found you afterwards, old man Spencer. He'd used a big stick on you, and you were bruised. You were bleeding. I was all over you. I was so mad. I was only a kid. You were only a kid. And he'd whipped you so hard that you could have died. I got a bunch of the girls over, and I figured we could tell our folks. I told you to show them what he'd done to you. I wanted them to see what he'd done. So I asked you to show them. You took off your clothes, and you were beautiful. I wanted the girls to be mad like I was, but scared too. So I laughed. And then your thing got hard. And all the girls laughed, and I didn't want you to be embarrassed. So I tried to put it away, to push it down. I think I hurt you. But you didn't cry and you didn't shout. You just smiled. I always feel so safe when you smile. The girls, they all laughed. Nobody was mad at old Spencer. They all wanted to touch your thing. But I didn't want them to. Because I touched it. I touched your thing and you didn't stop me. It was a little bit my thing now as well. So I said my mum was coming. All the girls ran away. You put your clothes back on. You were strong and so brave. You never cried because of what old man Spencer had done. I think that was the first time I loved you. Like I love you now. Like I'll always love you. It's cold. It's dark. But you're here. Just like you've always been here. You're here and I'm safe. But you didn't stay 8 and I didn't stay 7. We got older and high school was horrible. But people said I was pretty, and being pretty made me some friends. But they weren't friends like you. You never left me, and you were always there. I always, always felt safe. You never went to any of the dances. You only went if I asked you. You only danced with me. But you never tried to do any of the things the girls said guys tried to do when they were dancing. Or wanted to do things like the girls said guys did with them. But I wanted to do them with you. And I wanted to do them. I wanted your cock to get hard, because I knew that's what it was called now. And that thing, well, that was just a silly little girl name. And I wanted to touch it. And for you to say that it was mine, that it was my cock as well, that only I would ever touch it. So I tried. I tried really hard. I'd touch you while we were dancing, put my hands on your cock, and I'd rub your chest with my nipples, dancing and sliding around you so I could touch you all over. It'd be kind of weird doing those things, and I did get nervous. And I did laugh, even though my pussy was dripping wet. You did get hard. You always got so hard. But you never did the things other guys tried to do, even though I'd have let you. You never had a girlfriend, and I felt bad because I didn't want you to have a girlfriend if it wasn't me. But even if it wasn't me, I wanted you to be happy. So I figured you didn't want to do them with me. My friend Katie, she said maybe you wanted to do them with other guys, but you were too scared to. And she said that maybe I should dance with her sometimes and give you a chance to do what you might be wanting to do. So I did. But you didn't dance with anyone else. You just watched me and Katie dance. And you were always there. I always felt so safe. After the dances, you'd never let me walk home. You always used to drive me in your car. Katie wanted to come too, and you didn't seem to mind. So I said it was okay. It turned out Katie wanted to do more than just dance. If I could do those things with you, I figured I might as well do them with Katie. But I didn't want you to be embarrassed, so I told you not to turn around, not to look. Katie, she would take her clothes off. I didn't care if you saw that. But then she'd take mine, or I would. And I always hoped you'd be peeking in the mirror, looking at me. I wanted you to see me. My breasts, my nipples, my cunt. I tried to lie on the seat in ways that you'd let them see you. Because I so wanted you to want them. To want me. I knew you'd be looking, because guys always look. But you were real good at hiding it. And I never caught you peeking. Katie was really good at making me feel good. Oh, she'd kiss me. Her tongue would slide into my mouth. Felt strange at first, but so good. I'll kiss her. She'd suck on my nipples and they would get so hard. She'd lick my cunt. And then she'd make me come. She showed me how to do those things to her too. And if I couldn't have you, well, I figured I might as well have Katie. You never went away. Not ever. Not even because of Katie. I felt so safe. Katie was braver than me. She liked you too. Even if it wasn't in the same way that I liked you. Because Katie, well, she only liked girls. Not that she minded that I liked you the way that she liked me. So she went to a place she knew. The corner place. You know, where the bad girls go. She asked them about you. And the girls there, they told her stuff. They told her how some guys, they like to be... To be like, I mean, well, it's weird. Because you had a thing, a cock. And it was supposed to be you who put it in me. Not me who put it in you. I didn't have one. But Katie said there were supposed... There were supposed to be ways that girls could have. Where they could put it in you. And they were sold in a shop nobody went to. Even if all the guys did. So she told you that she could get one. A girl cock. I was so nervous. Because I thought you'd think I was a bad girl. But you didn't mind me laughing when I told you I need a cock. And you went to the store. When you brought it home, I was so scared. But Katie said she'd help. She said that you might be scared as well. But a good kind of scared. She told me what the corner girls had told her I should do. So I told you to stand still. And I took my clothes off. And you could see my breasts. And my nipples were so hard. And I brushed them over your chest and I teased you. Because that's what Katie said the corner girls said I should do. And I told you you were a bad boy. Because I wanted you to be bad. So bad. I teased you and I told you not to move. Because that's what the corner girl said that you expected. And that's what you got you excited. And your cock moved like they said it would. Like I hoped it would. I pretended to be mad and I slapped your face like I was mad. But not really hard. But that's what they said boys like you needed. And they were right. Because you got even harder, even straighter. Your cock was so lovely, I could really touch it. So I caressed it. I grabbed it, but I don't think I did it right, because I think I hurt you. And I got scared. So I laughed. I always laugh when I'm scared. And it worked, because I wasn't scared anymore. I pretended to be mad, and I said you had to be punished. And that's what the girls said, boys like you like to be punished. Which was kind of strange, but they knew more about this stuff than me. So I took you to my bedroom, and I tied you to the bed. Your cock was so hard. I told you you loved it being a bit my cock now. I leaned over you, and I did what the girls had said. I kissed your cock and I licked it and I told you to hold on because I wanted to do so many things with you. I grabbed your cock, but I think I hurt you again. And I told you I knew I wasn't good enough for you, how I'd never be good enough for you. But I wanted things to be good enough. And Katie, she came into the room. Because the girls had said guys like to watch. Katie didn't like guys. But she liked you. She took her clothes off. And we weren't in the car now. So you didn't have to peek. We did all the things we'd done in the car. We did them so you could watch. You could make your hot cock hard. We knew there wasn't a guy in school who wouldn't have paid $1 million to see what me and Katie did. Giggle, because we only ever did it for you. After Katie and I had played for you, I put it on. That thing. That girl cock. I untied you and I told you to get on your hands and knees. Because you didn't have a girl cunt. I had to get behind you. And I used that girl cock on you like the corner girl said I should. And you liked it. You really liked it. And Katie could see you liked it. And she liked you too. Even though Katie didn't like boys, she wanted to make you happy. So she asked if she could use the girl cock. But I didn't want anyone to do that to you but me. But it was Katie. And I knew she really wanted to show you that she liked you. So I let her. Because I love Katie, even if I love you more, and I wanted us all to be together. But I wasn't Katie's the way I was yours. I've always been yours. It's so dark here. It's hard to see you. But it won't be dark for long. I loved Katie, and I wanted her to be with us. But girls can be with girls that way. Not back then. It happened, but it wasn't supposed to. If people found out, then bad things happened. Really bad. Katie was scared because she loved me, I think. I think she loved me like I loved you. Like I love you. Even if I didn't love her like I love you, I didn't want her to be scared, and I didn't want her to be alone. I also didn't want to lose you either. So that's when I had it, my great idea. If I was married to you, nobody would wonder about Katie. And if Katie had nowhere to go, well, everyone knew we were friends and Katie lived with us. That wouldn't make anyone talk in bad ways. So I told you I think we should get married and that Katie should live with us. I was just scared you'd get mad or run away. And I laughed. You didn't get mad. You didn't run away. And you just said, okay. Just that. Okay. We got married and I could be with Katie and I could be with you. And do all the tying up things you wanted. And the girl cock thing you wanted. Katie could be with us. We could all love each other. Katie said the corner girl said I should do other things to you as well. They sounded like crazy things. But when I whipped you, your cock got hard. And when I played with your cock, even though I wasn't very good at it, you got hard. Even though Katie didn't like boys, she told me she loved playing with you. So long I was there. And making you happy. She even liked sucking your cock in her mouth. Well, it was weird, and I was nervous, but you never seemed to mind me laughing. I wish I could laugh for you now. I wish you could hear me. And I really believed that we were okay. That we could be happy, you, me, and Katie. And that I could stop being so scared. But then I got the letter. It was your letter, really, and I should have let you open it. But we were married, so I figured it was okay. It was from your doctor. And it said they'd found some things in your last checkup. And they were bad things. They were really, really bad. And I cried. Because I didn't want to leave if you weren't going to be there. And if I knew you weren't there, I'd never be safe. The letter said there might be a way. There might be some medicine. But it said how much the medicine would cost, and I didn't know there was that many dollars in the world. And I cried. I cried so hard. Katie, she found me and asked why I was crying. I showed her the letter. I knew I shouldn't have. But I showed it to her. She cried too. She held me. And it wasn't like going to bed holding. She said she could get money. She said she would go to the corner where the girls who needed money went. And I cried some more. I said you couldn't do that because I knew Kaylee only liked girls. And the corner was such a bad place. But she dried my eyes. She kissed me. She said that even if she didn't love you like I did, she loved you anyway. She was going to go to the corner, and that was that. She went. And that was 3 days ago. I went to the corner, and I asked the girls. They wouldn't talk to me. One of them cried. She gave me some money. I don't think Katie's coming back. I showed the doctor the money. The money that the corner girl had given me. But he said it wasn't enough. And he told me there might be a way. The medicine might not cost as much. He asked him what it was. He just locked the door of his office and he told me. He took his clothes off and I cried. I didn't want to and I was scared. And he couldn't be there, so I laughed. And his cock, that thing, it got all soft again. And he hit me. He grabbed me and he said he'd teach me a lesson for laughing at him. I'm never telling you what he did. Even though you can't hear me, because you'd be mad. You might not want to be with me anymore. I'm never leaving you. Never. When the doctor was done with me, he said I hadn't been very good. So the medicine wouldn't be as cheap as he said. He said he'd give me a cheap whore discount, but we still didn't have enough, so I had to think of another idea. And I did, didn't I? I figured we'd better not use your car, because people might see it. So I told you to get another one, and you did. You drove me to the gas station. I hit the man with the lead pipe that I bought with me. I grabbed the money and I ran. I ran as fast as I could. I really did. But he came after me and he had a gun. And he shouted at me to stop or he'd shoot. And I knew it was all over. I knew he was going to shoot. All I wanted to do was to kiss you goodbye. You came out of the car and you ran up to me. And you ran so fast. I thought you were going to kiss me. I thought it would all be okay if you could just kiss me. But you pushed me out of the way. And you ran in front of the man. And he fired. And you fell down. And I knew I would never kiss you again. Oh, I was wrong. I think I've always been wrong. The man, he got scared. He dropped the gun. And he ran away. And you were on the ground. And I knew you needed help. And I was so scared. But I was gonna get help for you. So I made the scared go away. And I took the keys. And I went to the car, and I went for help. I drove so fast, but I couldn't keep the scared away. And I knew it was really too late for help to be any use. And I knew I'd never been any good for you. And you'd always been more than I deserved. So I came back. And I'm here. I was right. Nobody could have helped. The sun's gone down. And it's dark. It's late. it's probably too late, but I don't care. You're still warm. Your cock's still hard. And I can hold it at last without being scared. So I got the knife from the car. I'm not scared anymore. I don't think I'll ever be scared again. I'm going to take my clothes off. And we're going to be together. And I'll have you inside of me at last. And I'll watch the red pour out of me and mix with yours. Like I've always been yours. And I hope you haven't gone too far. Because I'm coming to find you. And I'm coming to find Katie. So we can be together. And you're hard. And you're inside of me. You're in my arms. And it's all I've ever wanted. And I won't be long. Because I don't think there's much red left now. So wait for me, my love.